Welcome, B2B Copywriters. This is Charlotte Crockett, and I am very, very excited today to have with us Steve Sloan-White. Steve is an award-winning B2B copywriter who has helped thousands of companies, large and small, grow their businesses. He's written and consulted for some big companies over the years, including UPS, Hewlett-Packard, Sprint, Forbes, and others. Though these days, he really prefers working with smaller clients that have a personal stake in their businesses. Profiles of Steve have appeared in DM News, Inside Direct Mail, The Wall Street Journal, and other prestigious publications. He's also won multiple awards for his copywriting skills and winning direct sales letters. In addition, Steve is a sought-after speaker, teacher, and author of popular books and programs, including The Everything Guide to Writing Copy, 101 Writing Tips for Successful Email Marketing, The Wealthy Freelancer, AWAI's Secrets of Writing High Performance Business-to-Business Copy, and he's also the host of the new B2B Writing Success podcast, which airs every Tuesday. Steve is someone that I have learned an incredible amount from, and I know you will on this call, regardless of your experience in B2B copywriting. Welcome, Steve. It's so great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. Thanks for inviting me.
Steve, today we're going to talk a little bit about how B2B copywriting is different than perhaps more generic copywriting or B2C copywriting. I know some people say there really isn't any difference in business-to-business copywriting, that once you've learned the basics of copywriting, you know everything you need to know. But my experience is that the people who are saying that haven't ever really written B2B copy. How significant a difference do you see?
Yeah, or they've written B2B copy, but they didn't write it well for that very reason. I hear this every so often. I'll be on a copywriting blog or discussion board or something of that nature and on the Internet, and I'll hear someone say something to the effect of, you know, B2C, B2B, it doesn't make any difference. It's all B2H, which is business to human. You know, you're selling to a human being, so the rules of persuasion are the same. That is so wrong. For two reasons. First of all, business buyers are not human. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean that as a consumer, if you were going to go out and buy a toaster, Charlotte, you have 100% authority in what toaster you buy. You know, you might talk to someone else about it, but really you can go out and buy a toaster on impulse for whatever reason you want. If you like the color, you know, if you like the salesperson at the Walmart who helped you, whatever reason you want, you can buy that toaster and for whatever dollars you want, and that's it. If you're a business buyer, it doesn't work like that. Business buyers are motivated by different things, you know, by different reasons. They just can't go out and buy a new fleet of forklift trucks for $300,000 just because they like the color or they like the company or any of those reasons. There is a multitude of different motivations that that plays into how they make a buying decision. And if you don't know those as a copywriter, if you don't appeal to those reasons and respect the differences between a business buyer and a consumer buyer, then your copy is not going to be nearly as persuasive and effective as it could be. So that's the number one thing. The business buyers are different. They use different criteria and there's different motivations for how they make a buying decision. The second thing is products. Business products are obviously different, but the way that they're sold is different. I mean, the way that you would sell a forklift truck is very different than the way you would sell a car. For example, if you were to go out and buy a car, it's conceivable that you could go out and buy a car and never really know or even care what the horsepower is. I mean, if I asked, you know, 10 people on my street, you know, my neighbors, you know, what's the horsepower of their car, they would go, I don't know, you know. But for someone buying a forklift truck, when you sell forklift trucks, horsepower and torque and all these features and details are very, very important. They play a very important role in the buying decision. And as a copywriter, you need to know what those features are and what they do for the buyer. So the products are different, and the way they're sold is different. So I could go on with that with some other differences, but I think that gives you a bit of a picture of, like, there's some real differences you have to respect.
Well, maybe we can go into those a little bit deeper a little later in the call, but I want to give people a chance to kind of eavesdrop in a conversation we had one night. And it was after we had had the B2B writing intensive, and we were talking about how about long-form sales letters. And you made a really interesting observation. It really stuck with me that long-form sales letters actually do exist in B2B. They're just broken out into multiple pieces of copy. Can you explain a little bit what you meant by that?
Well, that's right. And I think it started with I was talking to someone at the AWAI bootcamp a couple of years ago, and he says, you know, B2B copy is short and B2C copy is long, because he wrote for newsletter subscription companies and he would often write a 16-page letter to sell a newsletter. And I corrected him. I said, well, the individual marketing pieces in B2B may be short. Short email, short brochure, short article case study. But all when you put all the pieces together, you may need 5, 10, 15, 20 different marketing pieces or more to sell a B2B product. And when you add up all the words, it's much longer than the copy required to sell a newsletter, even if it's a 16-page letter. So, there are no, you know, long, multi-page copy is virtually non-existent in B2B. There are a couple of exceptions, but almost non-existent. But you're still writing a lot of copy to persuade a business buyer to ultimately make a buying decision. It's just broken up into a lot of different marketing pieces.
Well, that's great, because that means there's a lot of copy to be written for the B2B client.
Well, that's and right. One product, just like if a company, like I had a company that launched a new product. They're a company that specializes in helping brokers recruit the best realtors. So they have this new program. And for that one program, they created, of course, a whole website around it, a success story with an early client that they engaged with, and so there was like a 2-3 page article style case study, a whole social media thing, video, a print brochure, an ad campaign, numerous emails. I mean, so there was this whole bunch of marketing pieces they created that they needed, absolutely needed, to help sell this program to brokers. And if you add it all up, it's probably the equivalent of a 25-page sales letter.
Steve, can we spend a little more time talking about some of the differences in B2B copywriting and why it's important to learn about those differences? One of them that you mentioned is the motivation to buy. In B2C, we often have to convince the prospect they need the thing that we're selling. But that's a little bit different in B2B, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually different. I think what you mean is that if someone comes to your door to sell you a set of encyclopedias, which, by the way, wouldn't happen these days, though that business is gone, but the old encyclopedia salesman, that salesperson is trying to convince you that you need a set of encyclopedias. Now, when he came to the door, you had no idea that you needed a set of encyclopedias. And so he has to really persuade you in all the benefits of why you need it to begin with. What's different with B2B is that often, not always, but often, you're selling a product that business buyers actually need. Business, you know, warehouse operations, they need forklift trucks. Companies with sales staff, they need sales training and coaching for their sales team in order to improve their numbers. Companies that sell equipment are selling it to companies that really need this equipment, you know, or a solution like it. So you're selling things that often businesses already need to some extent. So it's just a different kind of experience. And often when you're writing copy, you're not writing copy to try to convince a prospect that they need it. You're writing copy to convince a prospect to choose your product or solution over someone else's product or solution. So that's one of the big differences in B2B.
So what you're saying there is that if we spend all of our efforts writing copy, convincing them to buy, we may not even be giving them what they come to us and are looking for.
Well, that's right. And I've seen this a lot with people who try to write business-to-business copy, is that they'll start with this really emotionally charged thing. You know, they'll say, imagine you know, you are sitting in your warehouse office, and you get a report, and productivity has increased by 25%, and it's all because of the new Acme forklift trucks that you've purchased that, you know, put a smile on your face, and that kind of thing. You know, they try to create this emotionally charged thing right at the very beginning, which is not in character with business buyers at all. And you're trying to kind of convince them that, you know, that they're going to need it. That just doesn't work well, right, when you are trying to sell a business buyer.
Yeah, imagine it'd be pretty difficult to get really excited about a forklift. You just want it to do what you need it to do.
Well, that's so right.
And that leads me into a question about what you call the buyer split personality, because that's a little bit different than consumers as well. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, it's a buyer split personality is a metaphor I use to describe the business buyer, and I find it really useful when you're writing copy to remember this. And when I say split personality, I don't mean that they're schizophrenic necessarily, but I mean that they have two competing motivations when they're buying a product. To go back to the analogy of buying a toaster, when you're buying a toaster for your home, you're buying it for yourself and for your home, right? I mean, you might be thinking about your family and guests and stuff like that, but you're really just motivated to please yourself with the toaster that you want to buy, right? When a business buyer is buying a new fleet of forklift trucks, okay, they have sometimes conflicting motivations. They have to think about the needs of the business when they're buying those forklift trucks. For example, they got to think about the business reasons for buying. Maybe these new forklift trucks will increase our productivity. Maybe they're safer. So therefore, if they're safer, we might be able to reduce our insurance costs. We might be able to make a case to our insurance company and get our rates reduced. Which is a big benefit because insurance rates are insane for warehouse operations. And, you know, maybe it'll improve morale with our forklift operators driving new forklift trucks. So maybe it'll make them happier and more productive that way. And he's thinking of all the business reasons why he should purchase these forklift trucks or not purchase these forklift trucks. But also on the other side of the split personality, he's also thinking of personal reasons why or why he shouldn't buy these forklift trucks. He might be thinking, for example, you know, shoot, these forklift trucks have a lot of new technology. That may be intimidating for my forklift drivers, and that may require me to create a really comprehensive training program to help them, learn how to drive these new forklift trucks and work with the new technology on the forklift trucks. And, oh, man, I have to create this training program. I'll probably have to stay up late a few nights a week putting this thing together because where am I going to find the time? And, you know, so he has all these personal reasons why or why not to purchase this forklift truck. So how does this work when you're a copywriter? Well, when you're a copywriter, when you're writing copy to persuade a business buyer, you have to appeal to the business reasons why that buyer should choose your client's product, but also personal reasons why they should choose the product as well. And a big mistake that people make when writing this business-to-business copy is they focus on one or the other, and you really need to focus on both. I see a lot of business-to-business copywriters focusing just on the business reasons, increased productivity, lower costs, but they forget that there's personal, emotional reasons why or why not a warehouse manager may be interested in your line of forklift trucks. You need to address those as well.
Stephen, that gives rise to the fact that we do have some unique types of copy that you don't typically see in B2C marketing. Case studies and white papers are a couple that come to mind.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about those and why you need to understand how to write those unique types of copy that we tend to only see in B2B copywriting?
Yeah, that's one of the unique characteristics of business to business is that they have that, you know, as a B2B copywriter, if you want to be versatile, you need to be able to write a lot of different types of marketing pieces that business to business companies use. Now, business companies use a lot of the same type of marketing materials that B2C companies use, like website, for example, and social media and emails. But they also have a lot of unique ones. One is very popular. It's called the Sell Sheet, which is a kind of a mini brochure, though it's not folded. It's on an 8.5 by 11 sheet, and it's printed usually on both sides, and it's a single sheet called the Sell Sheet. And they use sell sheets in many different ways. It's conceivable for one company to have 6 or 7 different sell sheets, or even more, for just one product, because they create a sell sheet for different applications of the product, for different target markets that the product is used for, and things of that nature. So a forklift company may have a sell sheet for food distribution companies when they're trying to sell forklifts to them, and another one for industrial companies. And they may have a sell sheet that focuses on cost savings and a sell sheet that focuses on productivity gains. So sell sheets are kind of a unique thing. Another one is case studies or product success stories. Excuse me. Really fun to write. And B2B companies love getting case studies created for their products and services. And as you know, Charlotte, a case study is simply a product success story, the story of how a customer had this problem and chose your client's product and how happy they are today that they did, right? And it's, you write it as a feature article. Those are very, very popular. And although they do have them sometimes in B2C, they're very common in B2B. And also the white paper, which is a 7- or 8-page document that serves to educate a target market, a business buyers on a particular technology or a particular a way of doing things or a set of best practices or something of that nature. And those are very, very popular amongst B2B companies and very well-paying for B2B writers as well. And there's some other kind of, you know, interesting things that B2B companies do as well that's slightly different from B2C, but those are the main ones.
What about direct response copy? Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between B2C direct response and B2B direct response? Because some people think there is no direct response in B2B copy.
Yeah, that's really interesting that they don't think that because, you know, B2B companies are major direct response marketers. They use advertising. They use email. They use direct mail. Direct mail is still alive and well. I just completed a direct mail piece for a company. So, you know, it's alive and well. The difference is twofold. Number one is that the copy tends to be shorter. Like, for example, you rarely will find a 16-page direct mail sales letter. Usually it's a 1- or 2-page sales letter, or even just a 1-page sales letter. And that really creates a challenge because in a shorter, you know, space with fewer words, you have to convey a lot of very persuasive information. So every word has to count. It makes it very challenging to write direct response for B2B for that reason because it does tend to be shorter copy. And also with B2B companies, often they're not trying to generate a sale with their direct response marketing. Instead, they're trying to generate a lead. For example, you can't, like, it's very rare that you can write a 2-page sales letter, send it to the company, and they're going to take that and buy a forklift truck based on what's in the 2-page sales letter. No, they're not going to do that. But they may request more information, or they may sign up to download a white paper about the forklift truck, or they may, you know, respond to some other offer that indicates that they're interested in learning more. That's called a lead. So most direct response in B2B is lead generation, generating leads that will eventually lead to a sale, hopefully.
Steve, you know, we've talked about how B2B is unique and the extra types of copy that we see in B2B that are unique. I'm wondering, does someone need to get a certain number of years' experience in other types of copywriting before they can become a B2B copywriter, or can they get started just in B2B and be successful?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because I get asked that a couple of times. Should I start over here and go over there? It's as if that you need to graduate from B2C in order to write B2B. That it's a stepping stone. There are some B2B copywriters who started in B2C, but there's just as many who started in B2B. So you don't need that stepping stone at all. You can start, you know, assuming you get the right training and learn your stuff. You can start right away in B2B. I did. You know, my first few clients were all B2B, and I just stayed with it. So, yeah, it's not necessary at all to start in B2C.
So then what mistakes
do you see?
I
would go a step farther, Charlotte. I actually wouldn't recommend I wouldn't recommend it. I'd actually say if you want to get into B2B copywriting starting from scratch, start by learning B2B copywriting. Because you've got to unlearn some things in B2C in order to be successful in B2B. Why go through that?
Oh, that's a great point. So then what mistakes do you see copywriters make when they're getting started in B2B copywriting?
Well, one mistake I hear a lot or see a lot is that people being afraid of it, afraid of B2B. And I can understand that because if they haven't worked for a B2B company before in some capacity, they may be unfamiliar with how B2B companies market themselves, and the products may be unfamiliar, you know, like how much do you know about time management software for realtors if you've never been a realtor or don't know anything about time management software, right? So it's unfamiliar products, unfamiliar marketing, and I find some B2B copywriters trying to get into it are afraid of it, and they're a little skittish, and they kind of tip a toe in. You need to get into it boldly and jump right in. Get the right training, learn your stuff, and then jump right in and get right into it. And don't be afraid of it. Because at the end of the day, I hate to put it this way, but it's just writing, right? It's just learning how to write in a particular way to persuade a business audience, and you got to learn that stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, this is writing, and it's not necessarily rocket science. So you know, you can learn this stuff. It's doable. So don't be afraid of it. Another thing, that mistake, can I give another mistake? Is thinking that it's too technical. A lot of people say, you know, I'm interested in B2B, but I'm worried about how technical it is, you know, industrial equipment and software and IT stuff. Yes, there is a segment in the business-to-business market of companies that sell IT stuff and computer and data management and products and services that may seem at first glance really complex. But there's just as many companies that, if not more companies, that sell products and services that are not technical or complex at all. Okay, so you don't have to be writing for companies that have a technical product. You can write for companies that have non-technical products, products that you can understand pretty easily and do well in the B2B market. And something else I want to say, even if you do end up writing for a company that has a technical product, like let's say an industrial machine or something like that, I mean, you're not a technical writer when you're a B2B copywriter. You're not writing about the components and how it's put together. You're not writing user manuals and things like that. You're writing about what the product does. You're writing about the features and benefits. And you don't need a lot of technical knowledge to write about what a product does, write about its features and benefits and how it can help a company. So I think those are probably the two things, that the mistakes I see that I think really hold people back that shouldn't.
And Steve, I know I gained a lot of confidence about writing for the B2B market and also learned the nuances, I guess I would say, about B2B copywriting from your program, Secrets of Writing High Performance B2B Copy. Could you just sort of give an overview of what topics you hit in that and what that covers? So if someone is not quite there yet and they're ready to jump in, what they would learn in that program?
Well, certainly, and I suspect there's many people on the call that have went through that program too already, but the program is called Secrets of Writing High Performance B2B Copy, and it's a home study program that teaches you nuts to bolts, everything you need to know about writing business-to-business copy professionally and confidently. It teaches you how to write for a business audience. It teaches you how to write all the different types of projects, you know, how to write a case study, how to write a business-to-business website, how to write the emails, how to write ads, how to write everything, you know, all the different projects that you'll come up against when you are writing for business-to-business companies. It really gives you a very thorough education in how to be a business-to-business copywriter. It also covers to some extent how to build your business as a business-to-business copywriter and get clients. It comes with a number of bonuses, including a quick start program that helps you get your business-to-business copywriting business up and running quickly, you know, and get your first few clients right away, and numerous other benefits. But if I could describe it in one sentence, it's really a soup-to-nuts program in business-to-business copywriting and succeeding as a freelance B2B copywriter.
You know, Steve, when AWAI added the companion series for the six-figure program, that's when I finally buckled down and I worked through it. And when I went through your program, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be awesome if I could have Steve right there walking me through the program? And you do that now. You have a companion series for this program. Can you give us a little information about that?
Yeah, there's a companion series version of this program that's going to be coming up in just a few weeks. It starts in just a few weeks. And what it is it, like for the home study program, you know, one of the downsides of any home study program is that you need to be very self-motivated and you're going through it on your own. There's no one there holding your feet to the fire. And also there's no way to get feedback on your writing assignments and homework and practice pieces that you're doing to try to build your skills. What the companion series does is, first of all, it walks you week by week through the program live with me. So there's weekly live sessions with me where I'm walking you through each component of the program and making sure you're going through it and making sure that you're getting all the writing exercises done. And then I and someone else I'm working with will be providing feedback, detailed feedback on all your homework assignments. In fact, the companion series actually has several more skills-building homework assignments that you can do much more than what's in the home study version of the program. We created some extra homework for you in the companion series, and you get extra feedback on that as well. And one of the interesting components of the companion series is that you can use, like, these writing assignments are designed, they're very real world in nature, and they're designed so you can use these in your portfolio. So when you're promoting yourself as a business-to-business writer, you have examples of B2B writing that you can use to help land clients. Okay, so it's a program that gets you through it, and it's over a 10-week period, and it's very interactive with me.
That is exciting, and I know the people that have worked through this program, went through the companion series with you in the past, have just had glowing reports from how much it helped them and how easy it was to work through the program with you there with them every step of the way. So thank you for that.
But, well, not only that, but I've received more unsolicited testimonials for this program than anything else I've ever done. So I'm very proud of that. But I was astonished too. I mean, just one testimonial after another, people emailing me saying how much they value the program. So I think we're on to something good here, something that really helps people, and that's why we're doing it again. It's a lot of work for me, but we're doing it again.
Well, I have no doubt that you get glowing testimonials because not only are you a brilliant copywriter, but you're a brilliant teacher as well. You're able to boil down the essentials of the concept and communicate them in a way that's very clear and very easy to understand. So I know that's a great experience. Steve, before we go, I know one of the biggest questions newer copywriters have, will I be able to land clients in B2B? How difficult is it? Will working through the program help them land clients and have the confidence to go after those B2B clients?
Well, the one thing that clients in the B2B market are looking for most are copywriters who are good B2B copywriters, good, confident B2B copywriters. And the number one thing this program does is it helps you become a good, confident B2B writer, skilled B2B writer. In fact, my goal in the companion series is to make you 10 times the B2B writer that you are when you started the program. I don't know if I can succeed, but that's my goal, right? Because I want you to get your skill levels to get well above that professional level, because that's what clients are looking for on the market. Once a client smells a copywriter who's really good at writing B2B copy, they just latch on to that person. They hire that person right away. There's such a big demand. So I would say that's your number one advantage of getting clients on the B2B market, is just become really good at B2B writing. And that's what this program does for you.
Well, I don't know why anyone who hasn't worked through the program wouldn't do it. And certainly if you haven't even had a chance to do the companion series, I would do that as well, because, again, you'll just learn so many things that you may have missed when you were working through it by yourself. So if that's something you're interested in, and I don't know why it wouldn't be, you can certainly call AWAI Member Services at 866-879-2924. And as soon as possible, we will have a link on the landing page for this call. So you'll be able to click on that and watch your email. I believe you'll get something in your email very soon. I can certainly recommend it. I have sat and listened to Steve teach many, many, many times, and I have never walked away empty-handed. I always learn something. So, Steve, thank you so much for this call and the wisdom that you've shared. And I look forward to seeing you at future events. I know you've got several speaking engagements coming up, and looking forward to seeing a lot of success stories coming out of the next group that walks through your companion series.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me onto this call, Charlotte. I really appreciate it.
Great. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlotte. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.